Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Traveling Built Ford Tough studio. This is the big news I was alluding to. It does have a Jerry Recco tinge to it, and we're very excited to announce that starting with the 2022-23 season, all Rutgers football games, regular and postseason, will air on WFAN, and Rutgers basketball games, regular and postseason, will air on WCBS 880, which is in our company, of course. Cool. All games will also air on the Odyssey app. It's a multi-year deal and a huge partnership. Jerry Recco, how about this, huh? Pretty
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, now we can actually play your clips. Unbelievable.
So let me ask
this
you
is this great.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
You're doing basketball. You used to do Columbia football, too, right?
Yes.
So does that mean you're going to be doing the football games,
no.
too?
No.
Why not?
Because Chris Carlin does that.
It's pandemonium in Piscataway.
Yeah, but he doesn't work for us.
Well, he works for Rutgers.
So they're going to allow him to be on our station
That's
again?
That's above me. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, really? I thought you were stealing his job.
No. Okay. No.
All right, you know, I love Chris.
Of you
know
course that. You do.
Good guy to go this out to great. And get a meal with. What?
Yeah. shot.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is. Well, we love Chris. But that congratulations, man. That's great.
Yeah. No, I think it's great for the program. 100%.
Yes.
For both of them.
It's smart, actually, for them.
Really smart, yeah.
Really smart because, you know, listen, they're like Maryland, where I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of stuck in the same, like, site, you know, the cycle of just, like, mediocrity. With basketball's gotten good for you guys.
Sure have.
We're restarting our basketball program all over again. And football's starting to rise for Maryland. And I think it's under Greg Schiano. Obviously, it's going to rise under Rutgers. It's
who
just
is
imagine time.
Allegedly joining us.
Oh, he is.
At
okay.
some point.
Nice.
In the next couple of minutes.
Well, maybe he could be like coaching right now or something.
Yeah, or recruiting or something like that, right?
Recruiting at like this time in the morning?
Oh, hell yeah. That's what you do. It's a job that never ends, man.
Right.
24-7, 365, being a college football head coach, it never stops.
I think I have, you know, college head football coaches, it under the current set of rules right now, may have the most difficult job. Now, they get paid a lot of money for sure. There's no question about that. But with the transfer portal, the NIL stuff going on,
yeah.
all the fugazi recruiting things that they have to deal with, you know, and it's hard to get guys to come to school just to come to school to come play for a coach anymore. Now it's about so much more.
Yeah, and even when you have Nick Saban complaining about it, then you know it's reaching the top of the top of the sport. And you do feel bad. This is not really the day to talk about, you know, Rutgers having the challenges that they're going to have. But, I mean, it is true when you've got some big, you know, Big Ten schools and big money and big boosters and trying to compete in that environment. And they got the right coach to do it, though. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's always been discrepancies in college football. They may grow a little greater now. They probably will. But, you know, Greg Schiano was able to get that program to big heights in a very, very competitive and tough atmosphere years ago, and he's starting to build that again.
Yeah, the problem that they have, that we have, is that now we are in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten is loaded with quality top-end football teams and football programs. And even the mediocre ones like Maryland and Rutgers and some of the other ones, Illinois, Indiana, are, you know, they're not easy games to win, especially when you go on the road in the Big Ten. So, but I'm just glad they're here because I think it really does add a flavor of legitimacy and it also gets the word out about Rutgers football. There's no question about that.
Well, why isn't the basketball team on WFAN?
Well, I don't know. My guess would be the Nets.
Oh.
that's probably.
Right. Yeah.
The team that pays players.
You could put some games on FAN, though, right?
Maybe they will. But the fact that they're in the Odyssey family is tremendous.
Okay.
Really great. And they've done well, as you know, the last few years. And it's a hard conference to play in, so it's awesome. It's a great partnership.
Steve Pyko's great. He was great at Stony Brook. He was the right guy at the right time for Rutgers, and certainly has rebuilt that program. You could see that program's on the upswing.
Yep.
But he'll probably call on time. Michael.
Oh, 100%.
I'll tell you what. If Tom Coughlin were doing this show right now and Greg Schiano didn't call in on time, you ain't getting on. That's just the way it is.
I know. I mean, usually, you have to be 5 minutes early to be on time for Coughlin?
Yes.
And Schiano's 8 minutes late as we sit here right now?
Right.
We got some Rutgers stuff for you. Al, here's a Schmedium for you. There you go. You wear that to bed. We've got a large here. Look at, there you go. Rutgers shirt.
No.
Why not?
He's a Maryland
guy. I'm a Maryland guy. I'm not
You can't
that.
Just for one day?
No.
For one day you could.
Can you just touch it?
You're offering me Ranger hats.
No. Yeah, I mean, come on.
No.
All right, look at this. What about a nice polo?
Oh, you know what? Give him the Eric LeGrand coffee cup.
Oh, here he is joining us right now. Rutgers head football coach Greg Schiano on the heels of this big announcement. Starting this upcoming season, all Rutgers football games will air on WFAN and all Rutgers basketball games on WCBS 880. Greg, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So this is a big partnership. We're colleagues now, huh? We got to hang out.
Sounds like a plan, Coach.
We got nothing?
No.
What do you want? I mean, you don't want to talk to the coach?
No, I love the coach.
All right. Greg. I just figured, yeah.
All right. I thought Jerry was going to take over. I'm sorry. Coach, let me apologize. Boomer here. It's great to talk to you again. I do have to ask you about college football just in general and everything that's going on. You saw the fight going on between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban and everything else. Is it as tough as it seems to be from the outside dealing with the transfer portal, all these nil deals and recruiting and everything else that you have going on?
You know, Boomer, it's a totally different landscape in a lot of ways. You know, there was always stuff, as you know, that went on. But now with the way that it's kind of gotten kind of a mind of its own, I think that college football is going to have some kind of adjustment here one of these days. But while you're in it, you better figure it out because this is the landscape we find ourselves in.
You know, obviously as a University of Maryland alum, and Mike Locksley is down there, you know, Mike, and, you know, I actually think he's done a pretty good job going through the transfer portal. How active are you guys in the transfer portal trying to get players that maybe you saw along the way that could actually help your program? How active?
You know, we've been pretty fortunate, Boomer. We've had, in the last 2 years, we've had a lot of guys that have helped us, guys that have been starters and are going to be starters. So I think it's got to be, you know, we look at it more as a way to fill a need. So if we have a need at a certain position, and certainly when we got here, we have needs. But it's not something that we look to do as a wholesale thing. We want to build the program through developing high school kids. We've always been a developmental program. But it sure is nice to be able to get a few guys and fill your holes. The issue becomes if you lose a few guys.
Yeah.
So it's a push-pull. And people say to me, you must be used to it from the NFL. It's not at all. You know, in the NFL, you have contracts. You have collective bargaining. You have a salary cap. Right now in college football, there's none of that. So it's actually kind of different.
How have you had to change your recruiting techniques and practices in this world? Do some of the same basic things still apply regardless of the landscape and how much it's changed?
Oh, I think there's no doubt. It's about relationships. It's about families and young people trusting you and believing in what you're doing. And that's never going to change. But you know, now there's a financial component that, you know, technically is illegal, you know, for any coach to do that, to make a promise for that in change for coming to their school, but it certainly is happening.
You know, Coach, we're talking to Coach Greg Schiano of Rutgers football. They will be now featured on WFAN, which is great during the football season, Big Ten football season. You know, I was really shocked listening to Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher go back and forth, Coach. You know these guys. You've been in this landscape. I mean, this is how this whole thing has changed. It has really gotten to be pretty intense. When you heard the fight between those two guys going back and forth, I'm just trying to think about what your thoughts must have been listening to two of the best college football coaches, two of the best programs right now, going back and forth at each other.
You know, Boomer, that's as old as recruiting. I've seen great friends, great relationships get blown up. Recruiting is such a competitive, it always has been such a competitive arena. And, you know, it's competitive on the field for sure when we play each other. But then there's a whole other recruiting season that people don't get to see. You know, now I definitely see it a little bit more up close. But it's always been competitive. This is just taking it to another level.
So being on WFAN, getting more exposure and moving over and being partners with us, from your standpoint, I mean, do you care about us? Is that a big deal to you, or is it more about like the PR side of things?
Well, I do. You know, growing up a North Jersey kid, I used to listen to the fan all the time. So it's kind of neat for me to now finally have our team on that network. And it's going to be great, I think, for our local fans to be able to be able to have another way to watch and listen to the Scarlet Knights.
And I hear you're doing a weekly with Carton and Roberts, so that'll be... Coach, this is great. We're really excited about this partnership, and I know it's going to be a great one. Best of luck in this offseason and upcoming season. I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right, that's Greg Schiano, Rutgers head football coach. And, yeah, let's hear it for him, as WFAN is now the flagship station for Rutgers football, and WCBS 880 is the flagship station for Rutgers basketball. That's right. So this is what I was looking for before. Only Dan and Carteret can get the chant started. Okay, very good. We'll take a break. We've got a big Jerry Recco update. Is this where the trivia is coming up?
Yeah, we got to get Jennifer up here and Connor up here.
They're
going to go head to head. And I think we're going to go Dan and Nicole at 8:30.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. And then we got to find two contestants for 9:30.
Nicole, blink once if you're okay. All right?
You sure? She's not blinking.
If he starts getting weird, you let us know. Okay? No, see, like that. That's it. That's what I mean. This is what I mean.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Anyway, we're not, now I'm with Boomer. We're not friends.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Let's hear it again for Lifespeed. Boomer and Geo live from DJ's. It is a kickoff to summer on this Feel Good Friday down the Jersey Shore. And Jerry Recco's got one contestant here as we're going to do a little trivia and see if someone can win something. I don't think we have any prizes. Maybe you'll get a Rutgers shirt or a piece of crumb cake or something like that.
We need Jen to come up. She's making her way around.
All right, Jen's got the Boomer jersey on.
She does. Old school Boomer jersey.
Old school.
Autographed by you.
Nice.
All right. Very good.
And we've got Connor who's going to do this as well.
Okay.
Not sure how she's going to get up. Nice. Over here maybe?
Yeah, there's a staircase right there.
All right.
So I think watch your step. We don't need a lawsuit.
No. I know why Connor is here now. You take a look at his shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bird, you moron. Very yes, much. That's right.
That's a Jerry Recco special.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
So come on over. This is Jen, right?
This is Jen.
Jen,
yes.
Okay. All right,
Jen,
perfect.
Come on over here.
Come on over.
So I thought, let me.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So let you want me to get through some sports first?
No. No.
All right.
No.
Fantastic. All right. So we'll do that.
It wasn't hair advice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. All right. So here we go. First things
hey,
first.
Hold on a second.
Pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
All right. Wow. We're powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Fisher Island Lemonade. It's a Fisher's Island Lemonade Friday. America's Craft Lemonade Can Cocktail. Must be 21. Enjoy responsibly. All right, so.
Now, remember last summer, we tried to do this with Dan and Carteret and Anthony Belleville, and they were miserable.
Why do you think they're not up here?
Yeah, so bad. So disappointing.
But they're going to get
guys,
a chance.
You know you were terrible.
They will get a chance to redeem themselves.
Okay.
Because Dan will come up against Nicole next hour. It's a game.
You and sure then, you want to bring him up here in his condition?
Yeah, yeah. No. It'll be even more fun. All right, so are you two ready? Here's how this is going to work. I've got a bunch of questions set up. We'll go back and forth. Person with the most points wins. You really win nothing, but it's fun. So we'll do that, okay? This is all show related.
Gloves. I'm freezing.
She's freezing.
Oh, you want? I'll need another pair of gloves for you.
Yay,
there you go.
All right.
So first things first. I'm going to go the first six. We're going to alternate, and then it's going to be Rachel.
I'll get them. Okay.
All right. So Jen, you're going to get the first question. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
In between living in Basking Ridge and Bradley Beach, where did Al Dukes live for 3 years?
I know this.
I hope so. Come on, Jen.
I feel like Connor knows this.
Come on, Jen.
No, wait. Between Brad.
Shut up.
Zip it, Dan.
Don't say it.
There's no lifelines here. No, well, she was. All right, fine.
Boo.
All right, this
can
is
we
gonna...
quiet him down there, crowd?
All right, Connor, this one's for you. Before becoming Boomer's partner, he worked with another former NFL player, DiGio. Who?
This is a tough one.
Wait. Hello?
I didn't hear the question.
Like who was Gio's partner at CBS Sports?
Brian Jones.
All right, good.
Wow.
We're even 1-1. All right, give me a hand.
Good
here we
job.
Go.
All right.
All right, question number three for Jen. Eddie Scazzeri chose his college based on where his girlfriend was going. What college did they attend together?
Oh, no.
No, yes.
I met Anthony Pryor, and he gave me a gummy, so forget that.
Oh, everything. Good Lord.
Jen's high, everybody. Jen is high. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is high.
I didn't even know it was the part of it.
All right. Would you like some crumb cake? You got the munchies?
You got the munchies?
Here you go, Jen.
Yeah.
You can take a bite right out of this. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Oh,
jeez.
No. All right, so, Jen, you don't know since you're high.
There you go. Okay.
Connor for the steal.
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook.
Yes. Way to go, Connor.
Stony Brook.
It even had stone in the name.
Yes.
I nailed it.
It's coming back to
you. Oh, yeah, right. Because of the crumb cake, yeah.
So here we go. Connor, you get the next one. When I lost my mind and I called Al a fraud, what was the basis of the argument?
That he's a sports fan.
No! You're a fraud. Jen, for the steal.
Yep. Gosh.
Jen, you're not doing well.
You would think not every day.
Would you like another bite?
Smoking marijuana.
I better not have an asterisk next to my victory here.
All right, so we were arguing over Major League Baseball attendance. You both lose on that one. Here we go. Next one.
Hey, that's a partial point.
No, it's not. All right,
absolutely
so
not,
Jen, back to you. In 1979, what award did Boomer win as the best player in Suffolk County? He's talked about this a million times.
I know.
Dude.
But he's won...
The marijuana.
Jeez, Jen.
Jen!
All
right, Connor, for the steal.
Mr. Football?
Mr. Football.
He was the
Carl Yastrzemski Award winner for player...
Maybe Phil Sims won that award.
This is not going well. All right, Connor.
No. We're not putting on a good show, Connor.
No, you're not. When Al moved to Bradley Beach, he decided to get involved with the Neighborhood Watch. What was the first case he tried to solve?
The Michelob bottle.
Good job.
Yeah.
We got one.
Still an open case, by the way. Still open.
All right. Jen, if you don't get this one, we're going to switch to cocaine. You have to get this one, okay? This one's the easy one.
Here.
What player bothers Gio the most and he plays on his favorite team?
No, it's... Nothing's coming to me. This is that's
favorite football team. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Favorite football team.
The Vikings.
That's
okay,
right.
That's...
Who's the guy that I can't stand? Think harder. Think right through that gummy.
Come on, Jen.
Think, get
I can't.
The
I can
marijuana
only think of,
high roadblock.
I can think of everybody.
Who's their quarterback?
Everybody on the show, but.
All right, Connor for the steal.
That would be Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
There
you go. I said it first. We tied. I said Kirk Cousins.
You people are clowns.
Play it back. Play it back. I said Kirk Cousins.
Oh,
I just
tied. All right, Connor, this one's going deep. You got to know the show. Right. I think he's only said this once, maybe twice. In 2010, when hosting in Pittsburgh, Greg declared, Gio declared the Steelers would not win more than two games without the injured Ben Roethlisberger. Right?
Yes.
Okay. What? They started 3-1. What was his punishment?
Oh, wow.
He has said this a few times. Not much. You've said it a few times. I say
dude,
it
I don't
for
listen
you.
To Pittsburgh radio, first of all. Yeah,
but he said it on our show.
On our show.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, gotta get naked.
He dressed in a chicken suit.
Yeah, chicken all suit.
Right. All right. Jen.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Naked once before right. In rally right. Convenience.
Two more.
There you
Jen,
go.
What hobby has does Eddie Scazzeri have and has for years
the
to help
knitting.
Out his fellow humans? That's his wife.
Okay, but he does it too. He does. He helps
yeah,
her
yeah,
knit.
Yeah, but this helps other humans.
Knit.
This helps other humans.
Come on, Jen. Yeah. What does Eddie
come on.
Do?
What does
with
Eddie
animals.
Do?
With animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What
see,
type
I know
of animal?
There,
what type of animal?
Dogs. Animals.
Dogs. See, dogs.
He gets
all
dogs high.
Yes.
That's what he does.
No,
actually,
no, no.
Yeah.
Seeing high dogs.
Seeing high dogs.
All right, fine. Last okay. One. Connor, what is the name of Al's man friend?
Paul.
Hey! All right, Connor, you win. Good job. You win.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Right,
awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, someone to escort Jen down the steps. And I'm not kidding. Hey,
hold on. Hold on. Well, what did you say, Connor?
Dave Schultz says hello.
Our Dave Schultz. Thank
Dave
you.
Dave Schultz. Okay.
Okay. See ya.
Oh,
right. It's a bird, you dummy.
Hey, watch her down these steps.
Yes.
They're slippery
oh,
and she's
smoking.
Marijuana.
Listen, when I talked to her before, she was not high.
Later.
What's that?
And she was very excited to come up.
Right.
Yeah,
later.
I did not think she was
going to
start eating gummies.
And she didn't know anything.
She did, though, before, not after the gummies.
She was slamming the crumb cake, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Why'd you feed it to her like an animal?
Because she's got the munchies.
I know, but break off a piece next time. Now nobody can eat this.
Well, we can eat these. There's
more. Okay.
No, you can eat the back end of it. Now you're fine.
I don't know. No
oh
way.
Oh, my God. All right, so since that was a disaster.
Good job, Jerry.
So, yeah, it was awesome. Not my fault.
Yes, it was
not
your fault.
Not my fault.
It's 100%
I didn't
fault.
Get high. She did.
Okay. Jeez.
So, you know what? More misery for you because your Rangers lost. Hit the clip, Zoo. Oy, yi, yi. Please, hit the clip. Now, go.
Now a chance. Svechnikov, partial breakaway. Scores! Through the middle of the ice. And all the way in, it's Andrei Svechnikov. With a forehand. The backhand deep between the wickets of Shesterkin. 6:59 left, 3-1.
Right. So there's a couple things that are happening in this series.
Yeah,
we have breakaways, we can't score. They have breakaways, they can score.
Yeah.
We give up shorthanded goals and we lose, and we score power play goals and we win.
Right.
So. That's what's going on.
That was John Forslund on Sports USA. By the way, Al, there's a gentleman over there in a Colonia baseball shirt.
All right.
Oh, nice.
You know the guy? Looks about your age? Maybe he struck you out when you were 9?
Not my
15 years younger than me.
He's 15 years younger? I
at least.
How old are you?
He's with the mustache.
He's 32.
Oh,
he's
but what is his friend?
20 years older than I'm 20 years older
oh,
than him.
Oh, 35. Oh. 32, right. You could be
I'm
his
clear.
Dad. That's true. All right, my bad. So the Rangers lose 3-1 last night. They're down 3-2 in the series. Here is Gerard Gallant talking about beating the Rangers or losing to the Canes last night.
I thought tonight in this series they took advantage of a team that wasn't ready to compete as hard as we should have. And again, the biggest thing is that it's not that the guys didn't want to compete. I think we looked tired for whatever reason.
What is that? They looked tired?
I know. Well, Boomer mentioned before, looking tired and actually being tired are two different things. I mean, maybe it was just his nice way of saying that they got outplayed.
They were tired.
Tywood.
Quiet. Quiet. You know, listen. Well, I mean, like, they're tough to beat at home. They're gonna have to
and
win.
So are the Rangers.
Yes, they are. And I'm sure the Rangers will come out with a much more, I would say, tougher attitude to play against.
Kind of like they did at home in Game 4.
Of course. They may have played their best period of hockey in game period one, game four.
I mean, that was unbelievable how good they played. And I would suspect that there'll be pride in the room. There always is. And they'll play well in Game 6. And hopefully there's going to be a Game 7.
So far, the home team has won every game in the first five. Game 6, 8 p.m. tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The Oilers took it in five, beat the Flames in overtime, 5-4. Connor McDavid, the game-winning goal in that series. We got to the baseball, and the Yankees last night took on the Rays and did a whole bunch of good things, as they say.
Now the 2-1. Hit on the ground is short. Cortes goes to second, one on to first. It's a double play.
And we play that because Nestor Cortes, part of his eight shutout innings, I know he was charged for a run in the ninth, but eight shutout innings for Cortes. Yankees, there wasn't much offense last night through the first five, six, seven innings. Yankees break through in the sixth. They win 7-2. They go to 32-13 on the season. Here was Aaron Judge. He snapped the scoreless game with an RBI single. Talking about, as they're calling him, Nasty Nestor, who continues to sparkle. Here was Judge on Yes talking about when the team sees Cortes on the mound.
I've been a buzz since last year. You know, he's, like I said, he brings it every single day. Just his intensity, his confidence in the on the mound, in the dugout. He's one of the guys, you know. So, yeah, we get excited when we see Big Nestor, Nasty Nestor out there.
I'm not trying to be funny here. If they make it to the playoffs,
he's
which
your
they
number
will,
one guy.
Yeah, and he keeps pitching like this, he's got to be starting game one.
I agree.
He has to.
Yep.
I don't care about Gerrit Cole's contract. Nestor Cortes, if he shows up at the end of the year with a 2.1-something ERA and continues this.
Yes. All right, so I technically I agree with you.
Yeah.
But the reality is that you have an ace, and his name is Gerrit Cole, and he's making $36 million a year. This is not like the Robbie Cano situation with the Mets, where it was done. He was done here. They had to keep Dom Smith, so they let him go.
Right.
That's not the case. Gerrit Cole's got, 4 or 5 years left on his contract, and he is your ace. And he will, if they do make it to the playoffs, which we all believe they will. He will be the starting pitcher. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I mean, I know that he will because this is what baseball has done for years and years and years. To me, I think it would be a mistake. Now, it's a long way to go. I don't think Nestor Cortes is going to fall off the face of the earth, but, I mean, this guy is dominant. I mean, if he wasn't Nestor Cortes and he didn't look like, you know, a little short guy who's about my build, you know? everybody would be going nuts over the guy. You know, if he was throwing 98 miles an hour.
Say, this is Noah Syndergaard.
I mean, people would be drooling all over him, but he's got the same results.
You know, most of the Yankee fans that I know that text me when he is pitching, you know, feel that way about him as we would have felt about Noah Syndergaard when he was doing his thing and
Absolutely.
Matt Harvey was doing his thing and you know, all of that. And that's how we feel like, you know, as a Met fan, when Max Scherzer started this year, you know, we're like, wow, this is what we've been missing. And now we're missing it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everybody gets hurt.
So Yankees 19 games over 500, a 5.5 game lead atop the AL East. Tonight you got Jameson Taillon facing Jeffrey Springs. Mets take on the Phillies as they're back in action. 7.5 game lead top the division for the Mets. It's Carrasco and Eflin going tonight. NBA playoffs and the Golden State Warriors, like we saw them so many times, if you go back 5-6 years, find their way back into the NBA Finals.
Klay Thompson curls left side. Oh. But Klay Thompson's got 25.
Oh, God.
Catching from Curry and just nailed it.
He doesn't even see defenders right now.
No. Rim right now. That bucket, it looks like a backyard pool in New Jersey.
See? This is what I mean.
This is what backyard pool in New Jersey?
Yes, that's what he said.
I mean, why New Jersey?
Why is he
taking on Jersey?
Is he from Jersey or why?
I don't know. No, Tim Roy? I have no idea.
I was thinking more of an above-ground pool in Long Island.
Right. We have those in New Jersey, too.
You do?
I do. I have one myself.
Oh, you have an above-ground pool? That's right. You do.
Yeah. But he's got the nice deck built around it, so it's not just like...
You got that redwood deck?
That's gone.
What kind of deck you got now? Like a TimberTech?
AZAC? No, not
it. AZAC, TimberTech?
I don't know. It's Trex.
It's a deck. Trex. Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did that last year. Got rid of the redwood. Was enough.
You must have got a raise.
Something like
that. Yes.
Jackass. Here's Thompson. He had 32 points. He says, we're back in the finals. This is awesome.
Just such a surreal feeling. It's hard to put into words, really. You know, this time last year, I was just starting to jog again and get up and down the court. And now to be feeling like myself, feeling explosive, feeling sure in my movements.
You know what's amazing? That's fine.
I think he's the key to everything as opposed to Kevin Durant.
Okay. What's funny about this team is you look at, we've talked about Jordan Poole. Last night, Wiggins again good. Mm-hmm. Looney was really good. Yeah. And he, of course, had 32 points.
Dude, I don't need Kevin Durant.
Clearly not. They're in the NBA Finals.
Exactly.
So they take it.
I wonder if Kevin Durant's ever going to go back to the NBA Finals.
Well, I hope so. You better hope not.
Is he going to go back to the Warriors?
You know, but here, right, that's what it's going to take. You know, but here's the thing.
He signed long term.
I know, but the reason I say this is because if he is hooking his hopes to that, to Kyrie Irving, he is sadly making a huge mistake and is basically going to ruin his career.
We will. Well, his career is already, he's good. He's a Hall of Fame player.
I know he is, but if he wants more championships and he wants more help and he wants to be able to count on more players doing more things to help him get to that championship, it ain't happening.
Well, we will see.
Right, so now it's not happening.
The Warriors will play the winner of the Celtics and the Heat. You've got Game 6. That's been a strange series. It's been ugly basketball. Boston up 3-2, and they're home for Game 6. So you would think you'll get a... And the Heat are all banged up.
Yeah.
So you would think you'll get a Heat-Warriors NBA Finals.
All right, Jerry,
a
thank
Heat
you.
Heat or Celtics?
What did I say?
You said a Heat-Warriors.
No, Celtics-Warriors. And by the way, the announcement earlier, Rutgers football on the fan starting this year. Basketball on WCBS 880.
Nice!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Boomer and Geo live from DJ's in Belmar. It is the kickoff to summer 2022. On a feel-good Friday, and you never know what you're going to see at the kickoff to summer. You do know you're going to see Dan and Carteret acting inappropriately. You know you're going to get that, but you don't know other things are going to show up. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Come right back up. This is Harris, right? Come right back up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jerry Recco head is here. Yes! The Jerry Recco head. How great is this on a day that we announce Rutgers as the partnership with WFAN? So
that's
very,
awesome.
Very good. All right, you know what? We got to bring this back up. You're going to be here like 9:20?
Yeah.
You're going to be hanging around?
Oh.
We'll bring that up for Steve Peichel and have you just hold that behind Jerry's head when we announce that.
Awesome.
All right, very good,
thanks,
guys. Thank you. All right, there you go. The Jerry Recco head. All right, so a couple of years ago, a couple years ago when we at the Headliner 2019, you sang a song up there. You did Adam Gase's Eyes. And then I sang a song. I did a Hey Joe rendition, but it was Joe Beningo. Do you think that we could infiltrate Lifespeed? Is there anything we could do to play?
These guys are great, yes.
You know what I can do? I can do a quick... I would like to do a chorus of, if you know, Cool Change. Time for... If I do Cool Games.
Little River Band.
Little River Band.
See, you said anything you want.
Yeah. You can do it.
Well, yeah. All right. Think about that. I mean, you could just sing that without any music, right?
I could, but it'd be nice to have like, Cool Games. Yeah, I mean, the crowd would sing along. So I could do it a cappella.
That's got to be frustrating. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Some of the songs I know are more country songs, so that's the problem. You can?
Yeah, they can play country.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know Whiskey Glasses? You know that song? Okay, it's really easy. So it's just a number of chords.
All these right. guys told me before, like, all music is like three chords. They got
it is. Music. Yeah, right. It absolutely is. All right. You know, we can work on that then. All right, tremendous. Did you see the Jerry head made it here, Boomer?
I did see the Jerry head. He's wearing my jersey. Carrying the Jerry head.
I love
it, yes.
No, it's absolutely tremendous. Yes. And that Jerry head, let me tell you something now. That Jerry head has to live on with Rutgers basketball forever.
He passed it on to his friend.
He passed it on, and then when that kid graduates, then he's got to pass it on, and it's got to live.
100%.
As long as Jerry Recco is the play-by-play man for Rutgers basketball, that Jerry head has to be with the student section.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts. And, of course, it's the greatest picture of Jerry Recco of all time.
I personally still think you need to have your eyes on that play-by-play football job.
Oh, come on.
I am not doing that. Come on now.
I mean, Carlin's got that big gig on national radio now. He doesn't need to be doing Rutgers football.
Right, exactly.
He loves it. Yes, he does.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's so
busy. And I got
busy.
This gig. I don't need to do it.
You know, he's
come
so
on.
Busy.
He's got a lot of things going on. He's a lot of things going on.
He's a big shot over there at ESPN now. Come on.
Yeah, no. Would he be, like, allowed to come on and talk about it? Like, I wonder.
That's a good question. Through Rutgers, I would think so.
Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spike, our program director.
Would Chris Carlin be allowed to come on so we can ask him if Jerry can have the football job?
No, not for that. Come on. Yes, we
can
do that?
We can.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, very good.
So now ESPN and those stooges over there will allow him to come on.
That's a different issue.
Yeah, that's a different issue. I mean, he should be able. I mean, how many years did he work at WFAN? I mean, he's our friend. We know him, all that.
We love him. We think he's great.
It's Rutgers football. We're announcing it. We had the coach on.
Yes.
He should come on to promote it.
I agree.
That's what I think should happen.
You know, with all these guys cross-pollinating each other and working on different networks now and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Every line is blurred.
I know. I mean, you have TNT and ESP or TBS.
Well, you got TNT, TBS, and CBS.
CBS. And then you got Turner and ESPN, too.
Yes.
Together on stuff.
How about CBS and ESPN on golf?
Right, that's true. Right, you got that too in the Masters.
I got Jim Nance on ESPN, and you know you're going to tell me that you can't have Chris Carlin come on and talk in here? I mean, what's going
it's
on
ridiculous.
Here?
Ridiculous! He's got to be. I know he's listening right now too, and he's probably like, "These bastards! You should stop talking about me." But no, he should come on.
We'll talk to him about it.
You know how this should be like a farewell tour year for him, and then he can go on. He doesn't have to do Rutgers football.
And then Jerry will take over.
And Jerry will take right over. Slide right in. Be an actual fan.
Slide right in.
I have slid into his last two jobs. That is true.
Well, that with his blessing,
yes,
too.
100%.
So I don't know why he's going to have a problem with that.
By the way, I do have a problem, and she probably doesn't think that I know, but Jen that was up here, the gal that was high, and she was slamming a crumb cake, she stole my gloves.
Oh, that's right.
She did. And she didn't think that I had.
No, you're not allowed
she
to
stole
keep
my gloves.
Don't make her feel bad.
You've got to give her back.
She's not in her right mind right now. I understand that.
Is that your husband there next to you?
No, it's Dan and Carteret.
No, it's not. Oh. No, the other guy. No.
Oh, Jen, I'm a fur daddy.
What? Look at Sue getting risque. All right. You know, Dan's in big trouble.
Why? Is he allowed to come up here at 8:30 or 7:30?
He is allowed. I asked that question, but it was debatable.
So why is he in trouble?
So a source came up to me and told me that he gave the middle finger to the CBS cameras.
Oh.
That's the source told me that. What do you mean, nope? I think I'm going to trust you instead of the guy who told me? I'm telling you, that thing came around and he didn't. Yeah, I know. He was trying to give the middle finger to me because I was busting his
chops.
I thought
you were friends with him.
Yeah, I know. That's what friends do. You ball bust back and forth. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But then the camera was right on him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. So that went out across the country.
Not good.
Not good, Dan.
Not good, Dan.
I don't know if we can have you up now. I think that's it. Look at you. You put yourself in these terrible situations with your irresponsibility. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Well, if it's not Dan, then, if he's not allowed up, you got to make that decision by 8:15.
I don't know.
Because Nicole's coming up.
I don't know. Yeah, I know about it. You're really good, too. I know you know the show. We'll see. Well, I'll go. You know what I'll do? I'll go over there and I'll give him a sobriety test.
All right. That's fine.
I'll make him walk the line.
Yes.
I'll make him do the alphabet backwards. And I'll do the whole thing. Anybody have a breathalyzer? We'll have him blow into that.
Right.
And we'll see how good he is. And then we'll have him up here if he's
all
right.
You know, I do want to promote the other shows that are going to be here today.
Absolutely.
So you got Tiki and Tierney coming up after us.
That's right.
And then Carton and Roberts a little bit later on. And Al was telling me last night that Craig has got Evan racing somebody out here on Ocean Avenue.
Listeners, right? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, based on the video that we saw of Evan running.
Of Evan running, yes.
Yeah, Craig wants Evan to race against some listeners.
You know what? I would put Eddie Scazzeri up against Evan Roberts right here.
Wow.
And maybe we have them run between the crosswalk because I think Eddie could have a heart attack if he runs any longer than that.
I'd also heard, now I don't know if his plans have changed, but
yes.
Evan was going to come sun himself before the show.
Oh, well, obviously that's not happening.
I would
happening
say that's
now.
Not happening. I am weak.
Yes. That's obviously not happening now. Yeah, I mean,
you can't have that ginger out in the sun, man.
Exactly.
You can't have that.
Lucky for him, there's no sun.
Yeah, right. No, I know.
They might be getting drenched.
Is there going to be sun at some point today?
I don't think so.
Probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow.
Monday,
huh?
Tuesday.
Well, at least it stopped misting a little bit up here. We're not as moist as we were.
So they are doing a race.
Yeah,
they are
going to
do a race.
They're going to do a race.
Is Frank the Tank from Barstool going to race Evan?
I don't know, because Evan was told.
Frank, by the way, if you don't know him, is like 430 pounds.
Yeah, Craig had told him that if he lost to Frank, if that happened,
he'd have to quit.
Yeah, he would have to.
To quit his job. Yeah, Frank is a big dude. I don't think Frank has run in a good decade or so. So that would be a bad
one. That's why I think Eddie Scazzeri should be the guy.
But Eddie's not going to sit here and...
Yeah.
Like, for how many hours?
Right.
Actually, he might.
I'm lonely. Help.
Yes, I know you are.
Yeah, actually, you're right. This is like Eddie's favorite thing in the world to do.
It is.
Takes his day off.
He's not working. He's out there meandering.
Yeah.
And for him, it does not count as a vacation day.
That's right.
He's down on the Jersey Shore. He's here representing WFAN, yet he's not working.
So wait a second. Is
it a vacation day?
Yeah, he takes a vacation day.
Oh, does he?
Well, he's not working.
Yeah, well, he's working the crowd.
Look at him. Yeah, he's representing the show. That's what it is.
Where is he?
Man.
Drinking.
Oh, he's over there drinking.
He's representing.
Right. Look at Gallo. You think Gallo's had some gummies?
Oh, my God. You're not high yet, Anthony?
I talked to him. I think he's good.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah, for real. He's working. Wow. He's got the camera out. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a guy that could probably work in an altered state.
All right,
state.
So who has the gummies out there?
Everybody raise your hand.
I would like, hey, Anthony, you got a gummy with you? Can you give one to Al?
Hey, no.
It feels damn good on my body.
Yeah, I would like to see Al have a gummy.
Yeah.
Not a random
you
gummy.
You live up the block.
No. I have to procure the gummy myself at a legal place wherein I tell
purchasing.
The person.
Yes.
Go with the consultation of I've not had one before.
What do you mean? You don't trust our audience? Come on.
You don't trust Anthony from Belleville?
The homemade gummies. There. I don't know what's going
they're
on.
Probably
with
not
these
homemade.
People.
They got them from a dispensary. I'm sure you
yes.
know that. Dispensary.
Everybody has a guy.
Huh? Are they legal? Are they legal? Did you buy them legally? Yes.
He doesn't have it. Dan, do you procure your gummies legally?
He does. So just get it from Dan.
I don't believe that.
I do. I do believe
it. I actually believe it, yeah.
Weed's one thing. How are you buying gummies?
Yeah, well, I think Al should have a couple gummies.
I start with get one.
Not a couple. One.
Why not a couple?
Everyone told me that if I decide to do this, it's one half of one.
Oh, come on, Al.
That's what I've been told.
Where is everyone getting their weed from?
Dan and Carter End.
That's where everybody's getting their weed from. Yeah, well, maybe a half. I would start with a half and work your way up to one.
Yeah, not probably on a microphone the first time, because who knows? What if I just start trashing everybody?
That'd be great. That's what we're looking for,
that's
actually.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Oh, baby.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.